Jim Taylor on WMJ and WMJ.com. We say congratulations to Mercer County senior and FFA member Anna Wagner, Section 4 star in agribusiness. What's that all about? Tell us, Anna Wagner, congratulations first up, but to tell us a little bit about the Section 4 star in agribusiness.
Yeah, it's a combination of two ag projects that deal with a business side. So I have projects in small animal production, which I breed dogs, and then I have a project in nursery operations where I work at a nursery. And you have to have either over $1,000 invested in your project or 750 hours, I believe, for total time invested in your project too. And then you compete at your section and in an interview if they needed to. But this year they didn't need to, and then I won that at section.
So you go to the district competition in a time of COVID. So tell us a little bit how that works and what you're expecting there.
Yeah, the competition is broken down into 3 days this year, and they are going to do either Zoom calls or over the phone calls, and that's how they're going to be interviewing this year since COVID prevents anybody from going to the school and having in-person interviews.
Yeah, and how important is it to be able to, you know, get something done here your senior year? You know, we've been dealing with this pandemic since last March, which was your junior year. I know that impacted FFA stuff in the final portion of last school year. So getting something here your senior year, that has to be pretty important to you.
Yeah, it really is kind of boosting to be able to actually do something that was kind of normal before COVID. And so I'm really glad that I've gotten the opportunity to compete in this my senior year.
Yeah, and when you said nursery, I'm assuming you mean tree nursery, is that right? Explain that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I work at Meyer Landscape and Design, which is a tree farm in Taylor Ridge, and I do a lot of different tasks there, all revolving around growing perennials and trees to go to landscape jobs or for retail in the future.
All right. Well, I know, you know, FFA, and I think I've probably talked to you about this before, you know, the strong roots in the FFA programs, you know, are kind of tied back to Westmer and Aledo and now Mercer County. And I know I've been to the banquet before, and I see the great support from, you know, the community and ag business out there. Can you speak or testify to that, you know, this is really a strong and proud chapter that has deep roots and a lot of tradition?
Yeah, even in the pandemic and with us not being allowed to do quite a few things, we still are trying our best to make FFA Week work, and we're going to have an online banquet, and it's going to be posted on Facebook, and we're just trying to do some things so that we aren't completely withheld from doing activities during the pandemic.
Well, that's the way you have to go about it. All right, so what do you do between now and kind of the district FFA competition that takes place in the second week of March? What are some of the things you work on to get ready for this?
Yeah, I run through practice questions, and then some of the new teachers here have offered to give me mock interviews, so I think they're going to do that with me, and then I just need to study the questions and make sure I know the answers for my project by the time the competition rolls around.
All right, so, like, give me, like, a type of question that you're asked in this. If people aren't familiar with, like, FFA type of competitions, so, like, what type of question would you be asked? Give us a little flavor to our listening audience.
So for any project, they always ask you to tell them about your project, which you basically just give them a summary of everything that you do, and then they normally ask you what your favorite and least favorite parts are about your project. And then depending on the certain project, there's more specific questions. Like with my nursery operations book, there'll be questions about digging trees or fertilizing plants, stuff like that. And then with my small animal production book, there's certain questions about vaccines that dogs are given and what they're for, stuff like that.
All right, and I guess I could ask you a question as we wrap up about dogs. Why does my dog always bark when a car drives up our driveway. wait a minute, Anna Wagner. Can you get my dog Zoe to stop doing that?
I don't know if I can do that. My dog does that too. So.
All right. Well, we'll have to figure that out down the road. All right. Well, I appreciate Anna Wagner. This is another proud FFA member of the Mercer County chapter. Again, the Section 4 star in agribusiness. And for those people that don't know, Section 4 comprises 10 schools in Rock Island, Mercer, Knox, Warren, Henderson, and Fulton counties. And Anna Wagner moves on now to the District 1 FFA competition held virtually second week of March. Anna Wagner, good luck. We hope you move on to the state level. That'd be awesome.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.